This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Wokeness can be found in just about every academic discipline, including the recent revelations of woke science. If there's anything more dangerous, it is woke medicine. The attack on meritocracy is well documented in Heather McDonald's book, When Race Trumps Merit. As important as the book is, the danger is driven home by Ann Coulter's column, No Biggie, Just the End of Civilization. Many institutions have dropped their standards, but she decided to focus on the impact on medicine. For example, the American Medical Association, the American Association of Medical Colleges, and American Association of Pediatrics have all agreed that medicine is racist. You can find lots of articles in science journals and medical journals talking about racism. The solution is to lower standards or change standards for medical school. Heather McDonald writes that the average score for white applicants on the medical college admission test was in the 71st percentile. The average score for black applicants was in the 35th percentile, a full standard deviation below the average white score. Therefore, we shouldn't be surprised that medical schools responded by dropping the MCAT for black and Hispanic students. One medical school offering their students admission based on the strong appreciation of human rights and social justice. One medical institute announced it would spend $2 billion. Was it to find a cure for brain cancer, Parkinson's disease, heart disease? No, the $2 billion was set aside to promote diversity and inclusion in science. I think you would agree with me that when it comes to various professions like medicine, I want doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals selected for their expertise, not for their skin color. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.